Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of Leader Feeder. Let's start this off with getting those jazz hands ready, those spirit fingers, and on 3, 2, 1.
What's up, podcasts?
So today's episode, we're going to be changing things up a little bit, but mostly we're going to be talking about international service teams with a very special guest. And just for some introductions, I'm Jonathan Greenlee. I am one of the main hosts.
I'm Mackenzie Haverkamp, and I just popped in to say what's up. Got to leave soon for class, but hey, guys.
I'm Hannah, and I'm another host.
I'm Grayson Higley, and I'm also another host.
And I guess that makes me the special guest. I'm Molly. I'm a senior in social sciences with minors in anthropology and leadership.
Okay, so international service teams, what are those? Can you guys give us just a very quick definition of this service that this daily school provides?
Yeah, so IST, or International Service Teams, is a program through this daily school that basically invites people to go abroad and do service. For me personally, I got to go to the Gambia, which is one of the usually 5 sites that they have available. I believe it's Kenya, Dominican Republic, the Gambia, South Africa, and Paraguay. Yeah. And so I got to go last year, last summer, I guess, and got to do things pertaining to my major, animal science. And really there was, 3 other students that went with me, and they have different majors, and they basically go through a recruitment process. Like they interview you, things like that. And then they basically tell you what site would be the best fit for you. And it's just lots of fun. That's just kind of a brief
overview from someone who's been. Okay. That kind of paints a good picture for me. So I guess, Molly, you are going to the Gambia this summer?
I'll be following in Gracie's footsteps. So exact same site she went to last year, but she's been and I haven't. So we have 2 different kind of perspectives. I'm in her shoes where she was at this time last year.
And this time last year, so the semester before you go to your site, you take a class, and it's 1 hour, right? And basically it just prepares you for your time abroad. And like you discuss a really in-depth conversations like privilege, intent versus impact and things like that. And it really prepares you to what you're getting yourself into. And then you go, you do a bunch of reflections while you're there, and then you'll come back and you have like 2 meetings with your team and your advisors who are here about like how your time went. So that's what Molly's doing currently. She's in the class.
Okay. Yeah. And so how long, cause I'm trying to go somewhere with this. So like how long is the experience, just the entire summer? So that's about like 6 weeks, 8
weeks. We're going for 8 weeks. It kind of depends on your team. Normally just 8 weeks, 2 months altogether, but I know some teams have gone longer. Were you guys there for 10?
Yeah, I was there for 10 weeks.
So my team will only be there for 8.
Okay, so 8 to 10 weeks. And like, how much does this cost? Because I guess like, because I have some international experience. I went to Costa Rica for an educational tour in like high school, and that costs probably around like $3,000, but that was only for 9 days. So that was pretty expensive for how long I was actually there. I mean, like we did a lot and we learned a lot, but it was still pretty expensive. Mackenzie, didn't you say you like went to Europe? How much did that cost?
You know, I was pretty blessed and had my parents go along with me. So it was just a family trip. And we kind of, my brother was studying abroad for a semester in London, and we just wanted to go visit him. So we went over there during his spring break and just kind of trailed through Europe a little bit and got to see some of the major sites, which was really cool. I highly recommend going abroad to anyone who's even thinking about it. Even if it's with your parents, it's pretty bomb time. So
I'll say for as long as you're there, it isn't too bad of a cost. So the flights are probably the most expensive part about going over there, and then lodging. So like your food and stay, you pay for altogether. There's fees, like if you don't have a passport, you have to get that. My team specifically has to get visas, so that's another fee. But I would say for 2 whole months, it's between $3,000 and $4,000, and the biggest fee is your flights to and from.
Mine was probably a total around $4,000, but there's also scholarships available through K-State, and I got mine half of it paid for. And then while you're in country too, the exchange rate is so much lower versus the US that it was really simple and easy just to go over with a few hundred dollars for me personally.
So. Okay. So your money just goes a lot longer in that right. other country. Okay.
Exactly.
So, you know, I'd really like that there's kind of like some scholarships to help with affording that because, you know, honestly, I can't just drop $4,000, but $2,000 does seem a little bit more reasonable. And I mean, honestly, like, let's kind of put this into perspective. You know, I studied just some summer classes here at K-State for a while. And, you know, like Mackenzie, I was also blessed. My parents helped me afford that. And so, but they told me that it was actually like almost as expensive as a normal semester. And I was just taking like 6 credit hours as compared to like 15 credit hours. So, and, you know, I think my parents probably pay $2,000 a semester. So I think it'd be very much more worth it to have a 10-week international experience rather than anything else.
Yeah, it's completely like it's full immersion. And I can say that not going over there yet, but I'm sure Gracie can speak on behalf of that a lot more. That, yeah, you're staying with host families. Sometimes you share a room with like your host family sister. So you're not just like in a hotel away from everyone. You're really there.
Yeah.
Within it.
You completely immerse yourself in the culture. And I definitely recommend it to anyone who's just thinking about like, it's not like it's not a study abroad, but it's like an experience. It like you definitely absorb everything while you're over there. And it's so much fun. And for that price, really, you're really honestly only paying for plane tickets. So
okay.
It's yeah, it's a great opportunity. So,
okay. So let's say, you know, let's say like I wanted to do an international service team. When are the dates for me to apply to these? Because I imagine you can't just apply like a month before.
Because you have to take a class in the spring before you go over, it'd be fall. I think Staley School, especially social media, keeps you posted when those applications close. But yeah, if you even go and talk to Kate, who helps run the program of it, Kate Long, and then the student coordinators.
Yeah, mine was it was over Thanksgiving break that I found out. So it was in November that I had the interview process and applied for it. And then they let me know over Thanksgiving break whether or not I made it on a team and things like that. So it's definitely that fall before you go.
I applied late. Those past due date, but yeah.
But so, you were still able to make it.
Yes, I went and talked to them, kind of told them, this is what I'm interested in. If there's any room, I'd like to apply and get an interview. And I know one of my teammates, Erica, also did the same thing. So just because you missed the date doesn't necessarily mean like count yourself out for sure. Just go up and talk to, the people who are in charge of the program and see if you can get an application in and an interview in.
Okay. Yeah. And they should be like upstairs at the Staley School.
Yes. Correct? The student coordinating desks.
Okay. All right. So that answers like all of my questions. Does anyone, Mackenzie, you have a question?
So you said you get like fully immersed into the culture. For someone who might be going abroad, like how would you like advise them with the culture shock? Like how would you best like, what is it? Wow, words. What would you tell them like to prepare themselves for the culture shock?
Yeah. For me, like, adapting and going there was so much easier than coming back. I think I actually experienced culture shock coming back worse than going. Mm-hmm. Because when you're there, you're just so excited and it's new people, new culture, new music, everything. Like, and that's just like the tip of the iceberg of the feelings and the emotions you'll go through. It's like really hard to explain, but you will just, if you're adaptable and you're a good person who's excited to do something and experience people and change and willing to go do whatever that they need, it will help you in the long run when you're there. When coming back, that's something I wish I would have known a little bit more about, because you just come back having this life-changing experience. And 10 weeks is a long time, but also a short time. And it impacted me in many different ways. My perspectives on things changed that I didn't even realize until I came back. My family and friends thought, you know, they thought I was going to be this kind of the same person I was before I left. But when I came back, I definitely wasn't. And so it was hard to explain to them why I felt different and why I felt like they were seeing me the same as I was. And so preparing yourself to realize that you are going to change and that when you come back, little things will remind you of your experience abroad and they're going to hit you and they're going to make you emotional or happy at like just random times. Words will be said that you said over there and you're like, oh, okay. But you can't necessarily explain your whole 10 weeks abroad. And so just understanding that when you come back will probably be when you feel it the most and to be prepared for that.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
I think as well as that, taking the class, like I don't know what that's going to be like yet because I haven't done it, but I'm so thankful that I've been taking this class because I'm learning so much about the culture and knowing I'm going to go over there and probably have some culture shock and healthy ways to deal with that. So yeah, trying to learn about the Gambia right now and like we're learning about the political system and kind of the political climate that's over there, as well as in the village Kartong that we're staying in, specific things to that village. So just kind of trying to gain knowledge so we're not going in blinded, as well as knowing we can't learn everything and we will have times that it'll be hard and we're homesick or we're frustrated. So kind of like Gracie said, just trying to go in with an adaptable mind.
Yeah, and I'll second that. The international service team, like this program, that class is so helpful. Just preparing for that. And there's so many things and discussions had, and it's very like interactive. It's not like a lecture type class. It's just a program where they are strictly preparing you. And that is so, so helpful before you go, okay. Which any other abroad, you may not have that program ahead of time.
Okay. Mackenzie, are you going to peace out the class now?
Yep. I'm going to head out. Bye guys.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good time.
Hannah, how about for you?
No, we're good. It's okay.
I'll like speak on the class thing first of all, because I didn't obviously have that. I didn't go on an international service team. I went abroad for 4 months and I lived in Spain with a host family as well. So I was immersing myself and I knew a lot about the Spanish culture just because I've been studying Spanish language and civilization for a really long time. I definitely do remember like how it felt to go abroad and like feel culture shock. And I didn't like have a lot of those ideas of how to solve it. Why are you laughing?
I bumped into the keyboard. I'm sorry. Continue.
I didn't have a lot of those like, ways of dealing with it off the top of my head. I kind of had to discover it on my own, which I think was in a different way kind of good for me because I was by myself. I didn't know anybody and I had to do it alone. But having a class to teach you those ways of dealing with things would be really nice. And I don't know. I think that is a really special thing that the Staley School offers. And the same with reverse culture shock. I was hit really, really hard with that. And I didn't have a community, like a class or a group of people who could relate to me. I remember one time I went to a restaurant and I like had so much anxiety and I couldn't figure out why. And I finally realized it was because there were TVs in the restaurant all over. And I was getting really stressed out because in Spain, there's not very often TVs in a restaurant. And I would tell my friends and they'd say, oh, well, okay, like, you're just like flaunting your study abroad. And I was like, no, it's actually like something really important to me that I wish I could have shared. But having said that, I mean, international service team is one incredible way of studying abroad, but I wouldn't have changed my experience for anything. I think sometimes for people like me who have a little bit like of a route they want to go with academically, studying abroad is really amazing. But for the sake of cost and doing something super meaningful and having a community backing you, I think international service teams can't be beat.
Yeah.
And I think honestly, I wouldn't feel as comfortable going abroad completely by myself. Like that would take a lot more courage than I'm comfortable with at the moment, especially not as a senior. And so I like the fact that I'm going to the Gambia with three other K-State students. So I have like a community within my new community.
Yeah.
Those are people definitely that, like, I went back and, like, when I did have moments that I needed to myself or that I needed back towards the my American culture that I grew up in, I could just go vent to my team members. And they are definitely crucial in that versus going by yourself and living with the family all by yourself. So
yeah, it's really difficult. And we talked a little bit about it with like my program provider about how when you get home, people are just dying to ask you, how was your study abroad experience, or how was your just international experience? And they're looking for like your boom, 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 like top five things that in reality, like you want to say, oh, like I'm a changed person. Like, how could I possibly summarize this to you in like 1 minute, which is what people are looking for. So having people who've like been in the experience with you or have been there before, that is just a completely different type of comfort.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys are kind of making me jealous because I really wanted to study abroad. I kind of can't now just because, like...
It's never too late, John.
It's ISTs. It's never too late. I know. I can do ISTs.
I would also say that going abroad is, you know, fun. But I think a lot of reasons why people are pushing you to go abroad when you're in college is for you to expand your horizons. But I would argue that leadership studies kind of already helps you do that a lot more than I think most people. Taking LEAD 350... was the best thing I could have possibly done to prepare myself for going abroad. And I even wrote an article for the K-State blog about ethnocentrism and how I realized what stages I was in while I was abroad. There was one time I got really mad at a cab driver because he didn't understand me and I was in a hurry to get to the airport. And I was taking out my frustration on him because I was like, oh, this person who doesn't speak, you know, English. And I realized like, oh no, I'm like, I need to, you know, become a little bit more ethno-relative. So,
tarnation.
I would just say that I give a lot to LEAD studies for already kind of broadening my worldview a little bit. And obviously going there is a different and a really great action step. But
and you have definitely broadened your horizons. You mentioned class LEAD 350, which is cultural and concepts, right?
Yeah.
Context. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I took that one this last fall. So that would have been the semester returning from the Gambia.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, I think if you take it before or after, it's great. It's a great class to take. But it definitely helped me because I had the IST prep, you know, class before I went. I went to the Gambia and then I had one meeting with my team that reflected on it, plus this class that covered all those things again. And it was completely different. It's everything I talked about in that prep IST class. Mm-hmm. But now I had that experience that, like, my perspectives on that was totally different. And I understood people in more depth of where they were coming from, just on different subjects, whether it be privilege or color or whatever it be, like financially, like that was just like really awesome class to take. So
I agree.
A little shameless plug for 350.
Yeah. No, LEAD 350 is my favorite class I have ever taken.
Yeah,
just like shameless plug for LEAD 350.
Our special guest, Molly, she's not just here to talk about international service teams. She is also a senior, and she's going to be graduating.
Woot, woot.
This international
service team. You're like, yay! And I'm like, no!
Yeah. So this international service team will kind of be like your send-off with your journey with leadership studies. And so what has your experience with leadership studies kind of looked like from, you know, when you first were interested to where you are now? Can you kind of take us through that?
Yeah, sure. It's been a whirlwind. I actually only took 212 because my brother was a class leader when I was a freshman. Mm-hmm. And I didn't decide I was coming to K-State till 2 weeks before classes started. And so I was kind of limited on the classes I could take. And my brother's like, take this one. It's a great first class for first semester students. So I was like, okay, whatever. I wasn't planning on getting a leadership minor. I just took the class and I loved it. And I didn't have a major coming into college. I actually didn't pick a major until second semester of my sophomore year. So a little late to the game there, but I had gone in and talked to my 212 professor kind of just about the minor. And his words were, a leadership minor will enhance any major you have. And so, like, selfishly, I kind of was like, okay, well, I'll declare the minor because it's going to enhance any major that I choose ultimately. And then I took 350 abroad, Canada, So kind of, you know, it's abroad. but it was 2 weeks abroad in Canada, culture and context. And it was really cool. And then from there, I was like, okay, yes, this is something that is more than just an enhancement for my major. It's very life-changing. Like you said, 350, it does. It completely changes your views on everything. And I love that. I love that the leadership minor kind of pushed me to expand my horizons and open my eyes up to things I just seemed blind to or didn't want to see before. And that was great. And I've loved that. And then I decided to be a class leader going into my junior year, which I loved, and then came back for a second year and was a class leader my senior year. And I've took 405, 450. I did an alternate breaks, which was really cool. That's like kind of another program you don't have to be a lead minor to take. You get to go over, I did over Christmas break for a week, and it's very similar to international service teams, but very small scale. 1 week in the United States, I went to Denver.
That's awesome. Well, what are the, some of the things you did while you're in Denver?
Yeah, so we worked with North High School. I am not education at all, and that was really cool to see the education system in North High School and in Denver in general. So you kind of recruit for high schools in Denver. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. And there's charter schools, whereas where I grew up, where you live is how you get to, you know, your school. What is that called?
District.
District. Yes. And so kind of just seeing what it looks like when people choose schools, like where the money goes.
And some of them have like 2 hour long bus rides, or wasn't that like one of the key things you guys covered while you're there? That's what I heard. I have no idea.
Another group probably did. I went 2 years ago, so I don't think our group covered that, but it interesting to see schools that were literally on the exact same property. There's two schools that are on the same property, but they're the makeup of the schools were completely different. And the funding that those schools got were completely different. And the test scores. So we kind of looked a lot deeper. Mm-hmm. And that was really interesting. So we helped out with different projects around the school that the teachers wanted us to do. We visited both schools and talked to the principals of both schools. It was really interesting.
Okay. Wow. So you've definitely kind of utilized a lot of the tools that the Staley School, I guess, enabled you to have.
Yeah. I'll say like the opportunities that Staley and the Staley School has offered me have been phenomenal. And I definitely tried to take advantage of that sounds bad, but like, you know, take advantage of the opportunities presented to grow further. And I think every single one of the programs or classes I've been in has pushed me into that stretch zone to grow a lot more.
Okay. Well, I will just say, like, in terms of like your leadership skills, Molly, you've definitely done a really good job being the education head for the exec board within Ambassadors. So I really appreciate you doing that. And just your attitude has been really good for Bassies. I think we need a lot of people who kind of have that fun loving attitude.
She's so bold.
Yeah.
She gets everyone going. It's good. It's a good vibe.
Good word choice.
Y'all are so sweet.
Y'all are so sweet.
Yeah. So I will just say, like, Molly, you know, I will say, like, I've admired your leadership ever since my freshman year. I mean, like, you know the story, but like the people who are listening don't. There was like one day I was just having like a bad day, and I was just, you know, talking behind people's backs and everything. And, you know, Molly, she was like, I gotta leave because I don't want to be around like this negativity. Like, it's not really the best mindset to have if like you want to talk bad about people behind their backs. And you called me out on that. And
sorry.
No, that's totally okay, because that's something that has like stuck with me throughout all of my years here at K-State. And it's something that I've tried to like remind myself to be better at. And so, you know, thank you for doing that. And so
And you've checked me the same way, which I so appreciate.
Yeah.
Cause I've, you know, vented to you and you're like, Molly, remember what you told me? And I was like, oh, it's coming back. But I love that we're able to keep each other accountable. And I do feel like all specifically in Ambassadors, we've done that for each other. And that's been a great community.
Yeah. So We usually kind of end, well, we can't end these episodes with shout outs. And so my shout out was pretty much to you, Molly. So thank you so much. Hannah, do you have any shout outs?
Yeah, I think I would shout out to all of the graduating seniors in the Staley School, because Molly is one of many amazing graduating seniors, and we're going to miss them so much.
Yeah, I guess my shout outs to anyone who wants to or is interested in studying abroad or doing that, definitely look into international service teams. And then kind of just also another shout out to Molly. I haven't known Molly, but this last semester, and because I joined the ambassadors, and just like first day coming into the first meeting, her positive vibe and just being bold and being so authentic with us, I just was like drawn to her immediately. I'm like, oh yeah, okay, this is the type of leader I want to be. And from that day on, she's just been a really good inspiration. And I like congratulate you with everything you've done in the last 4 years, and hearing just a little bit of brief of that, and hope your time in the Gambia is as impactful as mine, because I know you'll enjoy it. So
thank you guys. Well, I would like to shout out to all your kind words, because words of Ath, they're really helping me. But also shout out to just the Staley School and all the programs it's offered, because those have been super monumental in my college experience. And I don't think I would have grown as much if I didn't have the opportunities that they have offered, not only to lead minors, but anyone who is interested. So thank you, Staley School.
All right. Hannah, do you want to round us out?
Yeah. Food for thought, thoughts for a better world. This has been your Leader Feeder.